Darling, I was on a vacation recently and stayed at an Airbnb, and then I realized that while I was away, my empty house could be making money, honey. If you're someone like me that is busy and not home all the time, your home could be an Airbnb, and it's actually pretty simple to get started. Even if you don't have a whole house, you could start with just a spare room. Personally, I really enjoy staying at Airbnbs. I really do. I love a good Airbnb. Who is that? Come back, British you. And it really is a great way to like support local economy and support local people. So Airbnb is fabulous. And I know I was doing my British voice earlier, but we love Airbnb. So think about what you could do with some extra cash, whether you're looking to treat yourself to something nice, like a shopping spree or a spa day, or start a whole side hustle. Airbnb can help you be that person. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Let's face it, I'm not going to stop treating myself anytime soon, and neither should you. But what I should stop doing is paying for me time with whatever random credit card is in my wallet. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times the points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? Honey, is it like a gorgeous free flight that you would have had to have paid for, but honey, you're saving that flight money? Is it a gorgeous room upgrade? Is it like a gorgeous like two-bedroom suite instead of a one-bedroom suite, so you're like in-laws or like your friend could stay over there in that room so you don't have to like hear them doing whatever with what they're doing in your guys' room? Is it like really adulting? Oh, I love adulting. And you know what else I love? Is not waiting to make smart financial decisions. I also love paying my credit cards off in full every month because like, yes, good credit. So let's like try to do that and like making responsible decisions, which we love. But anyway, don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Let's face it, I'm not going to stop treating myself anytime soon, and neither should you. But what I should stop doing is paying for me time with whatever random credit card is in my wallet. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times the points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? Honey, is it like a gorgeous free flight that you would have had to have paid for, but honey, you're saving that flight money? Is it a gorgeous room upgrade? Is it like a gorgeous like two-bedroom suite instead of a one-bedroom suite, so you're like in-laws or like your friend could stay over there in that room so you don't have to like hear them doing whatever with what they're doing in your guys' room? Is it like really adulting? Oh, I love adulting. And you know what else I love? Is not waiting to make smart financial decisions. I also love paying my credit cards off in full every month because like, yes, good credit. So let's like try to do that and like making responsible decisions, which we love. But anyway, don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Welcome to Getting Curious. I'm Jonathan Van Ness, and this week I've got a story for you. Honey, this Facebook post went super viral. It went like this. Funny story, in college, I was an egg donor. Today, I met that egg. She goes to my college and sings in my a cappella group. I'm so excited to welcome Amy Throckmorton and Elizabeth Gaba. This episode is really, really special and amazing because it's the first time I've ever had, I had two guests this one episode, but they weren't in front of my face. So this is the first time I've ever had two guests in front of my face at the same time. And you guys have a really interesting, amazing, beautiful story that a lot of people are talking about, RN. So welcome Gaba and Amy.
Thank you.
So, you know, in a nutshell, tell us, who are you? What happened?
I am nobody, okay. And yet
you're everyone.
And yet
we are every woman, and we're here.
Oh my! Well, do you want me to start like at the beginning? Does that work for you?
Sure, go for it.
So,
take it away.
Basically, 20 years ago, back when I was just a sweet, beautiful young thing at USC, but also, you know, a little poor, and I answered an ad in the Daily Trojan, which was the newspaper over there, for an egg donor. They were all over the paper at the time, and so I just kind of looked into it, and I got matched up with a couple.
Oh my God, I can't believe that 18 years ago was 2000.
1999. I do not want people to think I was born in 2000.
Okay, that's well, whatever. So but different. I'm just saying that's like crazy that that's like.
I know.
I feel like 18 years ago was like the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's not. Like, I'm 31 now. So anyway, so you see this thing in the Trojans newspaper and you're like, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. And so, yeah, I don't know. Like, some people are squeamish about the whole medical procedure, but that's not me. My mom was a nurse and I didn't care.
You're like, give me that money, honey.
I'm just like, yeah. And it seemed like a good win-win, too, because it was like, here I am in a position where I can help somebody out who really needs something. And, you know, I get something out of it, too. Everyone's happy in the end. Why wouldn't I want to do it?
Did you know beforehand, once you donated eggs, like, were they like, well, if this turns into something, we'll let you know? Or they're like, sorry, you can't know anything?
Nothing. It was so secret. Even more secret back then than I think it is now.
So you just went in, and did you have to do that thing where you like, I've read about this before, and I also used to watch a Baby Story a lot. Sure. Did you have to, like, shoot yourself up with hormones and stuff to make all the
eggs?
So
many hormones. So many hormones. I was really pleasant to be around, is my understanding.
And you didn't
even
get, like, muscly off of it, because it wasn't even, like, steroids. Hormones.
No.
It was just like pregnancy hormones.
Yes, you just get like angry and fat. So that was a lot of fun.
But that's, well, I guess, I mean, well, gaining weight and not eating food sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Well, were you hungry? Did it make you hungry?
I think, yeah, a bit. Mostly it makes you kind of PMS-y more than anything else. So anyway. Super pleasant.
So you, I only said so anyway and cut you off so fucking rudely because I'm learning from this podcast that I talk too much and I need to get a story all in 30 minutes.
Jonathan,
it's just not
we're
that much
super
time.
Important and we have a lot to say, so you're just going to take it down like a notch.
Oh my God.
No, I love you. I'm so sorry. I love you. Okay, so, but anyway, so you donate the eggs and they're like, you know, you won't know what's going to happen.
Nope.
And so you just go on with your life and you were in college at the time or something.
When I donated the eggs, yeah.
I was
in college and I just sort of moved on with my life and went off and did my whole being a grown-up thing and had my own kids and have been around for 20 years since that happened until Facebook.
And so then fast forward to you, little baby Gaba. You're just like minding your own business. You turn 18. And then what happened?
So when I turned 18, I gained access to her file, which had a bunch of information. So I had...
And then your whole life, did you know that was going to happen?
Yes, I knew... My parents have always been very open about the fact that I was born through surrogacy and that I was born through an anonymous egg donor.
Cute. So they were like open and like you just knew and that
was cute. Yeah, I just always knew.
I love that. Yeah, openness is great. I love that.
I agree.
So then you got the file.
Yes. So I had the year that she was born. So I was able to deduce the year that she graduated and I knew that she went to USC.
You didn't know her name?
I did not know her name. And I knew that she was an Alpha Phi. So my...
Why did you know she was an Alpha Phi?
She just put it on her file. She put a bunch of random stuff on her file.
You're trying to impress and like get the best match you can
get,
right?
Oh, yeah. No. You were so impressive. Her file is immaculate. It's ridiculous.
What is that? What
it's
else
like
did it say?
Perfect SAT scores. She's like, I applied to every Ivy League and got into all of them. Like,
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
That's what you said. So the file is beautiful.
And it said I was an Alpha Phi.
Yeah, exactly. So that is like the clue to help you get it. And I searched for so long and had nothing. Like, nothing came up.
How did you search?
My mom helped me search. I'm just dumb. I don't know. I just like...
No, but how did you do it?
Well, I was looking for the Class of 99 yearbook, and I was like, how the fuck am I going to find this, like, among these thousands and thousands of names? But luckily, my best friend / my manager, her name is Amanda. I'm convinced that she's a superhero and can do literally anything. And within... She basically came up in a conversation that I was born through surrogacy, and she was like, give me 10 minutes. She was like, I will find this woman. And literally, it took her 10 minutes, and she found...
How did she do it?
So she found a blurry photo of Alpha Phi in the Class of 99 yearbook, and there were a bunch of names listed at the bottom. So she basically just went through... We had a photo of her. Like a beautiful model shot of her in a hot tub in a bikini. Like
super, from your
everything.
File?
Super yes, glamour everything. Shots. Yeah, it's
full
everything.
Full glamour shots?
Yeah, I'm just like lounging on the pool being like 18 or something. Like,
oh, I love that story.
I know, it's the best. So she basically, Amanda sent this photo around to a bunch of different names on Facebook that were in the photo and was like, hey, do you know this woman? And then four or five people down, she sent the photo to Amy being like, hi, do you know who this is? We're looking
so
for her.
Sketchy.
Let me know. Like, so scary.
Super
like,
sketchy.
So frightening.
Yeah.
she
and when was this?
Respond. This is
a couple weeks ago now.
Beginning of April, I think. Okay, so I messaged her for the first time on April 10th. So that's when.
But before I got a message from her, I just get a really, really sketchy.
Grainy, like, old photo
grainy
of
Grainy old
you.
Photo of me with the message from a total stranger. Hey, do you know who this woman is? And I'm like, nope, don't know that. Not going to talk to that person ever. But then I got the message from Gaba basically saying, look, I know this is kind of wild, but I'm just going to put it all out there. Blah. And so
yeah.
I responded.
And the crazy thing about the story, so I was sitting in class and I received a text being like, okay, are you sitting down? This is a doozy. I found your egg donor. And she also was in the SoCal Vocals, which is the a cappella group that I'm in college. And it's a huge part of my life. I'm a huge a cappella nerd. Love it more than anything.
So, like, Pitch Perfect was your favorite thing ever? Like, or no, do you hate that? Because, like,
no,
like,
I hate how accurate it is. It's okay. So accurate.
It is?
It's ridiculous.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. I haven't been in college long enough
Not
yet,
to make
but...
you freak out, but I went to SNL, like, a month ago, and Brittany Snow was there. And we met.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, side-hugged her.
She hosted an event, like, an a cappella thing at USC, and she was so bored. It was really funny. Hashtag bored Brittany Snow was, like, a thing. Don't put that in, maybe. We don't want to throw shade to Brittany Snow. No, we love her. We love Brittany Snow.
I don't know, girl. That could be the thing that, like, makes you become a thing, honey. So when you said manager, does that mean that, like, this story has become so much in the last month? You're, like, full manager status now? Or did you have one before because you were, like, already, like, breaking into, like, your gorgeous inner, or, like, what's going on? Because I you can't see a picture of her because she's – is the podcast. But you're, like – stunning. Like,
stop,
you
have, like, it.
No, she's, like, gorgeous.
No, stop it.
You are,
right now.
No, you're
welcome
little
for that, by the way.
And you're a little perfect little baby face.
I have to leave. Oh, my God.
No, you are.
Oh, my God. That is literally the kindest thing you ever could have said.
But you are. I mean, and you got, like, some a cappella moments. I'm telling you, this gorgeous little personality.
Oh, my God.
Wait, but or it's just like we live in LA, so we had a manager or something?
No,
or?
So I'm a singer. I want to be an artist.
You already are an artist. It's already in you, honey.
Thank
you already
you so
are
much.
An artist.
Thank you.
This is me telling you you're an artist.
I just want other people to know that I'm an artist.
Well, I know.
Thank you. They all know now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Amanda started as my best friend. And once all of this crazy, she really wanted to invest in me because we're really close and she, I guess, saw potential in me. So,
yeah.
Once this kind of happened, I was hoping eventually that we would start working together. But, you know, once this kind of came out, and I am not a planner, I'm not an organizer, like, I am very frazzled and anxious all of the time.
Yeah.
So she just started helping out, and
well, honey, we need to get these followers popping, locking, so that you can record that demo, so that you can, like, get that choreography, so we can get them heels. And
oh my God,
or I don't know, I just put my vision on your vision. I don't know if heels are in your brand, but, like, I love a good strong heel. I just
we love a heel.
Impulse bought a gorgeous heel the other day. So, but anyway, I digress. But so you guys just met, like, a month ago. So,
yeah. That,
and you guys were in the same a cappella group at the same college?
There are 145 yes. members of that group
in the 20 years.
In the 20 years that it's been around, there are 145. And we are two of them.
What
so
a story.
Crazy.
So, and, so I guess what's interesting about that is that once you donated your eggs, or your – is that how you say it?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, once you donated your eggs – your eggs, which are gorgeous, like, they're just so, human eggs, which are fine, which actually...
they're legit gorgeous.
In my imagination, I always thought that eggs were, like, the size of, like, a fingernail, but yeah. It turns out they're really small.
Yeah, that's super inaccurate. They're
yeah,
way,
they're really small.
Way small.
They're so small. Okay.
Single cell.
So what was that process like with, like, getting them out? Did it hurt really? Was that so... is that okay to ask?
Yeah, no, that's totally fine. So, yeah, you take... It's basically the same process you would go through if you were... trying to do, like, an IVF session cycle yourself, but you like inject yourself with all of these follicle stimulating hormones, and then they so that makes you, like, every month, right here, biology lesson 101, everyone here. So every month, a lady will, if she's not actually pregnant, shed one of those
yeah.
eggs that comes, you know, pop, pop, pop. You know this, right? This
yes, I do. I'm just watching you because you're beautiful and smart.
But you take these hormones so that you'll produce more than one. You'll produce multiple, and I think it was like 12 or something. But they take it all out under anesthesia.
So it's like a day outpatient thing, or you stay overnight? Or?
No, totally day outpatient. They knock you out, suck them, and it's not surgical either. I know.
Suck them out.
Well, that's what they
well,
do,
they
though.
Take
it's
them
like,
out.
Yeah, it's an intervaginal, like, needle. So, but I'm asleep for that.
They
so
extract
I'm
them.
I'm super glad that I don't remember, like, the specifics of that. I just remember count backwards from 10, and I was gonna fight it, like. But I only made it to 8, and then I woke up, and that was the end of my day.
And then your parents had basically, like, saw this file with this gorgeous, immaculate alpha fee clue, and so they got there, and then you carried the No.
It's super different also from sperm donation, which I think is important. Like, when you donate sperm, you like, here's some sperm. And then people try to find it. And, like, you can, like, pass it out to whoever. With egg donation, it's not like that. You match up with a couple because the surrogate, in this case, who's going to carry.
Separate surrogate. Yes.
Not me.
Yeah, because that's like what Kim Kardashian did that.
Yeah, but so you have to have your cycles matched up. So it can't just be like.
Why?
Well, that's just the best chance of conceiving is if you can fertilize the egg and the surrogate's already ready to go with, like, the uterus just ready to grab on in and have a baby.
So, you just donated the egg. You didn't. Oh, yeah, because you never knew if anything happened.
Yes. The odds are really slim that it works. IVF is really not.
So that's another reason why I never even. I'm not saying I never thought about it. For sure, especially when I got closer to 40 and I was like, man, if I had done this, like, that person would be a grown-up. But it doesn't carry a whole lot of front of your brain space because it's super unlikely that it actually even worked.
Right, because they would have had to have a surrogate that's, like, ready at the same time and la la la. It's like a whole thing.
It's a huge thing.
She's a miracle. Look at her. She's such a miracle. And then she's also gorgeous and she's also such a good singer. And I just have, like, the best genes.
So how has that
been? You do have the best genes.
Mm. Well, so has it been, since you saying 15 minutes.
I'm saying 15 minutes.
Okay, got it. Okay, 2 seconds. We'll be right back when we're getting curious. Hello Fresh is a gorgeous delivery service that made your cooking life so much easier. You know, you just, like, go to the grocery store and you don't know what you're going to make for dinner, so you're just aimlessly going around all the aisles, just buying stuff that you don't even need, and then you throw it out. Well, no more waste, honey, because Hello Fresh is here to make your life so much easier. There's 3 plans you can choose from: Classic, Veggie, and Family. Veggie's great for all your vegetarian needs. Family's for when you have more than one person. Classic is gorgeous. And each week there's a 20-minute meal on the Classic menu for when you really just don't have more time than that to prep, which I love. You don't have to dread, like, going to the grocery store and picking out that food. You just know it's already at home, in the box, ready for you to cook, ready for you to utilize, honey, and just have a gorgeous home-cooked meal. Also, HelloFresh is so simple and convenient. It's delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging, so it's easy to clean up, no muss, no fuss, and it doesn't hurt the world because you can recycle everything, which we love that story. And you can rediscover the excitement of cooking because with HelloFresh, it comes with this little, like, guide, step-by-step, picture-by-picture, so you really can't get messed up. You can't be like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing, because she literally tells you what to do every step along the way. One of my favorite things about HelloFresh is that I can customize when the deliveries come because I'm traveling a lot. I'm in New York, I'm in LA, and you can really customize the delivery so it can always evolve with your ever-changing schedule. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/JVN30 and enter JVN30 again for $30 off. That is $30 off, Hennies. Go to HelloFresh.com/JVN30 and enter JVN30. Welcome back to Getting Curious. This is Jonathan Venice. So one thing that came up for me when you were saying my kids is, how is that for you hearing your, like, egg donor?
Yeah, what's
like
the
are
word?
You are you like
they're
yeah,
my
like,
half siblings, I guess.
Yeah, they are. They're your half siblings.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So, like, but does it make you jelly or feel any kind of type of way or
not at all?
Like, she's like, I got my fam, and then she's her fam, and that's great. Like,
yeah, I her kids are the sweetest. They're so
cute. So you guys
so
met?
Cute. Yes, I did meet them on that first day.
Cute, on that first day, on April 10th?
We met, we got lunch, and then
and they're littler.
Decided to go back and...
They're five, how old are they again?
5, 8, and 9.
That's right. Shoot.
Dang, girl, you were busy there for a second.
Yeah. Yes, they're very sweet.
9, 8, and 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone...
And so you're like their big, cute, brunette, like, sister?
Oh my
God.
Yeah. Cute.
Well, half sister. They have like 25% of the DNA. It's such a weird stitch though, because there's no good terminology, right? Like, you were just trying to do it too. Like, you wouldn't call me the birth mother like you might if this was an adoption story.
Yeah, you didn't birth her.
I didn't birth her. And I don't know. We've been sort of jumping through hoops trying to figure out the best way to phrase it. But on the same time, I don't think we need labels for it.
No,
I was about to say.
Yeah, who needs a label?
You know,
but you know what it is? You know, it's... Human nature, my mom always told me this, like, we want to put things in boxes or label something when something's new because it makes us feel more comfortable. And I don't think that we need to by any means.
Agree.
For sure.
She's
not
Gaba. That's what I'm going with. And I love it.
Well, my initials literally are EGG, like they spell egg.
Yeah.
So egg works. That's been like a low key thing that no one's ever actually said. But I also feel weird. Articles have called me your egg. And I'm like,
well, it's because I put that in my Facebook post because I didn't have, I mean, I literally.
No,
no, we had just met you that day, and we hadn't talked about terminology.
So is that what happened? You did a Facebook post, and that went viral.
Yes,
and
it did, which is so crazy because I'm super duper like not like all that popular. I'm like a middle-aged old lady at this point in my
life.
You are
not.
Oh, I am.
You're gorgeous.
Aww. Right?
See, I just had to like keep talking to him until he finally said that to me.
Oh my God!
No, you're stunning.
No, she's the most beautiful.
Stunning.
I have to say, I'm like 99% super thrilled that all this happened, but like 1% kind of pissed off that you didn't do this 2 years ago when I was like 30 pounds thinner and like all fit for my 10-year wedding anniversary. Like that was the time I needed videos of me to be going viral. Just like drinking wine and eating carbs.
My first thing that ever went viral is like 70 pounds heavier. I totally get it. It's actually good inspo for you to get on that hashtag like fit life, honey. And then like season 2 of your guys' show, by the time that's coming out, honey, you will be like just given everything that you need. And it's always happens. By season 2, you're always like popping. It's always all happening.
That's beautiful.
You'll like your second record will be coming out by then, which is going to be so exciting. So basically in the last month though, it seems like it's been pretty fun since this post went viral. Like your families have met. It's been.
My family has met her. I have not met her family.
And yeah, and that's cute. We'll take that as it comes.
Absolutely. We're not really forcing anything into a certain place. We're kind of just taking things as they come. And that's been really, really nice.
Yeah, because does it feel like a friendship? Tell me how this feels for you at this point. I mean, you said that your parents were open about the fact that you're conceived through surrogacy, like growing up, and you knew you're going to have a file or whatever. How has this been for you all of a sudden as like a 20-year-old to have like this new figure in your life? I mean, you had like a pretty classic upbringing, I would think. Yeah, I mean, you come from Southern California, you went to school here, you came up here, right? Like, you just...
Yeah. Well, it's been interesting. So my dad, the person who is the other 50% of my DNA, passed away when I was pretty young. So I didn't really have...
How young? Is it?
When I was 9.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's just been really,
really... I'm so sorry.
No, it's totally okay. But it's just been really so cool to see myself in her because we are so similar. It's kind of scary.
It is a little creepy.
In the best way possible.
In the best possible way.
Really just like the same personality.
And we
both sing. Our voices are incredibly similar. And
God, can we test it?
Oh my God, yes.
What's the song? Do you want to do
we only have one song.
We should learn more
what
songs.
What is this?
Bright Lights and Cityscapes by Sarah Bareilles.
Oh my God, I just met her. Oh my God.
I saw that photo and lost my mind because I'm obsessed with you. I don't know if that's come up yet, but I'm a huge fan.
Oh my God.
And also the biggest Sarah Bareilles fan there ever was.
Do your gorgeous harmony.
Sing. Okay. The bright lights. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She's bright light in cityscapes and landslides and masquerades, and she'll take all you ever have, but say maybe it'll last this time, but I'm gonna love you. You never have to ask. I'm gonna love you so right. I wouldn't need a second chance.
You know, if Sarah Bareilles ever did hear this, she's going to be so mad at me for always forgetting that one little bit and then making you jump to the end.
No.
But you're so quick at it. She's so quick.
That was stunning. That was everything. So for you, we were saying, you know, just like, you are this like amazing artist, you're amazing singer, this like well-adjusted, like smiling, amazing young girl who kind of, it's not easy losing your father at 9. I don't think it would be, I'm sure there's, but how did you feel growing up knowing that you had, did that make you feel anything growing up, or just felt just like you just like always something you kind of like thought about when you were like, maybe someday I'll look for her and then maybe I won't, you just like weren't really sure?
I think it was just mostly something I was excited about, you know, growing up and maybe one day finding her. I wasn't sure if she even wanted to be contacted, if she'd ever want to have a relationship with me. And
so you didn't put too much weight in it.
Exactly. Similarly to what she said, it didn't take up too much brain space, and I tried my best not to get my hopes up, because this relationship that we have now is something I couldn't even have, like, dreamed of. Like, in my wildest dreams, I told her this the other day, like, in my wildest dreams, I never could have imagined someone as, like, cool. Like, I keep saying she's the exact type of person I would be best friends with, even if we didn't share 50% of our DNA. So it's just been, yeah, you know, growing up.
It's been beautiful.
Exactly. But I never anticipated that. And I always was very wary of the fact that there was a chance that maybe she wouldn't want to.
I could have been just a raging bitch and just like, don't talk to me ever again.
Exactly. Like, could have been a terrible person. But it just like, it really, really worked out.
This whole thing could have gone really, really wrong.
Yeah.
It did not, though. It went really, really right. And that's wonderful.
Maybe it's teary.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think that's, like, that's, you know, really beautiful. I also think it's interesting that you guys kind of had a similar approach to it, in the sense that, like, you were, like, it wasn't taking up too much brain space. Like, you were doing your family thing. You were doing your family thing, which is so beautiful and so cute, and I love that story. It's basically defied your wildest dreams. Like, not only Absolutely. Do you guys have an amazing relationship, and it's kind of, like, friendly and adorable, but also, like, it went kind of viral, and it's, like, gorgeous.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as an aspiring artist, virality is everything, so.
It is. It's such a way in. It's such a good way to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I posted that at 4 a.m? I was sitting there.
Was it 4 a.m?
Yeah, she had left. I, of course, could not sleep, and I'm an insomniac anyway, but I'm just sitting there. She had sent me the video, and she had said that I could put it on my Facebook if I wanted. And I was just sitting there like, should I do this? Should I not? And I was like, it never occurred to me that anyone other than my friends or family would care, but most of my close friends and family have known about this egg donation thing, like, my whole life, but my Facebook friends in general did not. So that was sort of like a coming out moment for me too. And I was really kind of nervous about it, but it's been like 99% positive. There's just like the couple trolls here and there, but other than that, like,
screw them.
I know you're better than me at that. I'm very upset.
You know who really cared was the vocals. They lost the vocals are the
acapella group.
They lost their minds. And we competed in this international acapella competition.
Oh, my God. It's just like the movie.
It's ICCA. It's a real competition. The competition they do in Pitch Perfect.
Is it like that?
It's the exact same. It's literally.
What was your guys' performance song?
We had a set. We sang Hammer by Kiara Hunter, and then Pure Imagination, and Finesse.
And all gleed up, like, all,
it's
like,
on YouTube.
All, like,
it's the best ICCA set that's literally ever happened. You can look it up.
Okay, well, maybe that'll be our other piece of content for the post. That's,
oh my God, love
good.
That. Yeah. The vocals would die.
Oh my God.
Yes.
There's no video, but I bet the 1998 session was not half bad either. Thank
no,
you very
there's
much.
No, there's a recording. There's a recording.
What was your mashup?
There's a recording.
I don't even remember.
Her.
It was so long ago.
There's a recording of her singing with the vocals in 1999. No, 2000. Best of College Acapella 2000. The song is called Torn, and I listened to it
by
so
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, I sound like a little mooling kitten back there.
No, it's so good.
The perfect sky is torn. You're all out of faith.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one. I like
this is how I feel.
I'm cold and I'm ashamed. Lying naked on the floor.
Yeah.
Illusion never changes into something real.
You know, I shouldn't say that. Natalie Imbruglia had a lovely career.
She still is killing it, honey. I just looked her up the other day because I did a gorgeous Insta story moment where I had, frankly, had too much to smoke first thing on a Sunday morning. Next thing I knew, I was like dancing around with my cat in an Insta story moment. All of Natalie Imbruglia songs.
Oh my God.
That's
her
beautiful.
Face is stunning.
I know.
Love that.
I forgot what I was talking about because I got so
we were just talking about how the recording. Oh,
yeah. It's been mostly
amazing.
Positive feedback from everyone else. I really support you not reading into the trolls. It's so important.
But they're just hard to find. It's such a good story that, like, you really have to search to find the negative comments. And I'm so confident in that this is, like, the happiest story ever that, like, there's nothing anyone can say that can make me feel differently about that.
Oh, I love that. It's
I
true.
I love that. So, yeah, so, I mean, what are your guys, like, just, like, want to keep being, like, fronds and just keep, like,
Yeah.
Yay. Oh, and what do you say to other little boys and little girls who are in your position? And then what do you say to other people that have been in your position? Before, during, and after. Like, whatever comes to your heart or, like, your solar plexus that you feel like you want to say.
I think it's hard to generalize this situation. I think we got really, really lucky. Not everyone will necessarily be as lucky, and not every story will be quite as crazy as this one.
None will be as heartwarming as this one. This is the number one heartwarming one.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And I think
you're biased.
Not that I'm biased. I'm just saying that it is, for sure.
I mean, yeah. But also, I think the most important thing for me is just knowing that that bond and that love, I don't personally feel necessarily comes from DNA. You know, you love the people in your life regardless. And I think that it's really, really cool that we are genetically like 50% the same person. But, you know, at the same time, like we said, she could have been awful. So I think that just anybody in this particular situation, you know, knowing that who you choose to have in your life and who you choose to give your love to is entirely your decision, whether or not it's dictated by your DNA.
Dear, yeah. I get
that. Does that make sense?
I totally agree that you choose the family you want, but I also think that this entire situation has at least shown me that there's a lot more in that nature in that whole nature versus nurture thing. Because before I had my own kids, I was absolutely team nurture. I'm like, hello, blank slate that you raised correctly, and now they're these wonderful people. And then I had my kids. I was like, no bullshit. They are their own people. And then to find someone like Gabe here, who I have, you know, a genetic bond with, but I have not known at all. I've had nothing to do with her upbringing. Her amazing parents did. And yet for us still to have so much in common, I think it's wacky.
That is really interesting. Okay, and then what about you?
So for me, I think the takeaway is, again, we've super lucked out. But when I was an egg donor, it was supposed to be anonymous. Now, I had checked a box saying that I was open to contact, but do you remember that?
I had no idea you were open to contact.
I swear I told the agency, but we didn't hook
back
up.
That's why I was so hesitant at first, because I was so afraid that you'd... You were amazing.
Sure. But it's 2018, and I don't think that it's possible to guarantee that you're going to be anonymous. So if that is like something that you would have to have going in, it wasn't for me, but it might be for other people. You should definitely keep that in mind, because, I mean, they found me in 10 minutes on Facebook, which also taught me, like, apparently I need to get better about my privacy controls.
She has literally everything on
the board. But what a beautiful gift. And Colin is... circling his beautiful British finger at me, but I have a few more questions. This is a very gorgeous story. We're going to have to go a little bit more. Did you guys cry when you first laid eyes on each other? Were you like, oh my God, like what a question answered visually or something in real life or something?
She came into the restaurant and I was like stupid early, just sitting there on my phone, like looking at the time every 30 seconds, like, watching everyone walk in. And then when I saw her, I just like jumped up and we like the biggest hug. And I was like, oh, I hope she's a hugger. But it was too late by then because I already was hugging her.
Yeah, I was so nervous walking in. And then she just burst out of her chair and gave me the biggest hug. And I just felt so relaxed after that. It felt so... That's so cheesy, but it felt so right. It just like, it was so... amazing.
It was lovely. And we were crazy manic for that first hour, which if you're hearing us talk now must seem really terrifying.
Not at all.
But we were like even crazy.
Being calm.
We're like super calm right now. I'm not sure that's entirely true. But
we got in trouble for yelling when she first came in.
No. What restaurant was it?
No, here.
No, here.
Oh.
Well, she's like, we're in a recording studio. And we're like,
no.
But the first time I think like it really like got me is when that very first time we sang, when you recorded it, and like the exact same spot in the song too. I just started like tearing up.
People
and then
started
I watched
tearing
the
up
video.
At the same point in the song.
I was like, no, this is really cool.
Well, you know, I think I have a few takeaways. One is that I really think it's so important in life, period, is like managing expectations, right? Like we can never like, and because it's like, that's like where the disappointment comes from, I feel like. And just like, in any situation, like expectations in any situation, I think leads to the, you know, the thing that makes you, you know, disappointed and makes you.
The key to happiness is setting appropriate expectations, because if you're over it, you're excited.
Or just try not to have any or something.
That's the real thing. I consider myself to be very much an optimist, but I try not to dictate what I think is going to happen before it happens. It's not set your expectations low, but just don't set specific expectations, because there's just no way to tell what's going to happen ever.
Because we want to protect ourselves and stuff. Like,
you're laughing at me.
I'm just saying. So my theory of just like assume everyone's just a total asshole, and then when they turn out to be lovely, isn't that nice?
See, I just assume that everyone's on the same exact level, and then let them prove themselves.
See, that's
to me.
What you guys literally just explained is starting off with a zero and working up to a 100, or starting with a 100 and going to zero. I'm like you, Gabe. I start with a 100, and then you show me who you are. You're going to lose it really quick. But I think it's interesting to start with zero and make them earn it.
On that note, the other thing I would say that I've gathered from you guys is just amazing energy. You guys are both amazing people. But I think also what I've found or what a piece of the law of scarcity versus abundance that, like, just because, like, there is enough love and enough – I can literally tell from, like, being with you for 30 minutes that there's enough space in your heart to make room for all of the love for this new person in your life. And there's still all the same love that there was for everyone in your family from beforehand, and same for you. I think that's so beautiful. It's like you guys both are – adhering to the law of abundance and really being open for what the universe has to give you. And I just thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story with me. And we're going to include links for everyone to follow you and follow you, because I just
love
can't
that.
Wait.
Yes.
I can't wait to
love
see where
that.
You go.
Make her
and,
famous.
Yeah. No,
make me famous.
Well, I don't think you're going to need too much help from me. You know, oh I think God. The universe is already opening a lot of doors for you. And I think that if you guys just keep doing what you're doing, just keep singing your song and telling your truth. And I just think that the universe is going to do really amazing things for the both of you.
Yay.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you
so much.
Cute.
Oh my God.
You've been listening to Getting Curious with me, Jonathan Van Ness. My guest this week was Elizabeth Gaba and Amy Throckmorton. You will find links to Amy and Gaba's socials in the episode description of the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at JVN. Our theme music is Freak by Quinn. Thanks to her for letting us use it. And let me tell you something. That little baby Gaba is adore. Amy's amazing. You really got to follow them. I can't wait to see what the universe has in store for them. And if you love Getting Curious, please share it with your friends. Write a review. Also, you know that I love a chart moment. I've also found out that those charts, any, that is based off of new subscribers and downloads. So, like, literally tell everyone, like, go up to strangers at the grocery store, get their phone, be like, do you listen to podcasts? And then teach them how to navigate to it. Maybe stick with that iTunes link, because I don't even know if Spotify has a chart. Maybe they do. Maybe I shouldn't say that right now, but I did. So please just download it. Tell your friends. Tell everyone. Like, podcasts are like radio-ish and like a content of like this different age. It's so fun. Like, cute. Thanks for listening, Getting Curious. We'll see you next time.
Hey everybody, it's Paul Scheer.
And I'm Amy Nicholson.
And we have a brand new podcast called Unspooled, where we are watching the 100 greatest films of all time.
Voted on by the AFI. We're going to be starting at number one, Citizen Kane, jumping to number 100 with Ben-Hur, and doing films that we've never even watched before.
And we'll be talking to experts, whether it's a cinematographer or a stuntman. We're going to get behind these movies and figure out what makes them so great. So if you like the way this sounds, why don't you subscribe right now to Unspooled, wherever you listen to your podcasts.